Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you from the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes. Well, we are fired up. You guys fired up? We are.
Well, we're talking about the law today, that's for sure. We've got several different updates that are going on in all sorts of judicial realms, and some are good and some are peculiar.
That's right.
Like, for instance, we've got here in Michigan, two students are suing their school district for not letting them wear sweatshirts to class bearing the political slogan "Let's Go Brandon," a popular euphemism for a profane curse toward the communist coup puppet Joe Biden.
Oh yes.
And it says here the middle schoolers argue they have the right to protest the president of the United States. The school district maintains the sweatshirts are vulgar, and it has a right to prohibit such material.
Well, so all their LGBTQ plus stuff is not vulgar. Not vulgar.
Yeah, that, you know, like what the man was so greatly chewing out the school board for having such pornographic material in their libraries, and they don't have a problem with any of that.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, we know what side they're on.
Exactly.
You know, and so yeah, obviously they're gonna. This is how they roll. Well, good. So there's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to see how that works out.
Because it's basically there's no swear words on those t-shirts at all.
No,
they're sweatshirts. And so what difference does it make if they just don't like Biden? It's up to them. They can say whatever they like.
Yeah.
And you know, so they're truly doing nothing wrong at all.
Right. That they call that projecting. It's a way of, you know, finding victimhood everywhere and anywhere, you know, because, well, we know what that really means. You know, what do you mean by that? It's like saying, you know, you people, what do you mean, you people?
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, that's fine. Well, good.
Well, and something else interesting happened yesterday. It says that former Vice President Mike Pence testified in a secret proceeding to a federal grand jury in Washington, D.C., investigating the 2020 election and Trump.
What is going on there?
Yeah, exactly. Because it's a sealed case. They're not letting anybody really know about it. It says here, I hate to be quoting this article because the only information I could find about it was on CNN, CNN article. But it describes here that as part of his political appearances and a recent book tour, Pence frequently speaks about refusing to do Trump's bidding on January 6th and instead following the Constitution, but he had avoided speaking under oath as part of any investigation. Well, imagine that.
Yeah.
No wonder he doesn't want to speak under oath as part of any investigation. The grand jury in Washington, D.C., whose proceedings are secret, assembled just before 9 a.m. on Thursday, and that coincided with an increase in security inside the courthouse and two SUVs with tinted windows spotted ferrying people to the building. And so what's all the secrecy about?
You know, these people cannot be trusted. They're scheming. They're, you know, scheming in the dark.
Right. And apparently they had to go. He gave 5 hours worth of testimony, and they had to, before they were able to describe anything, they had to confer back and forth with quite a large legal counsel. And so that's all very peculiar.
It is.
You know, when he was the guy that was legally supposed to hold off on the election, if there was any kind of question as to foreign interference into that election.
Exactly.
He is required by law.
They have probable cause. And he is the one who was in authority at that time. He's the one who could have legally made the procedural decision to hold off for just 10 days.
Right.
For them to look at the evidence of foreign interference.
Yep, exactly.
And he even said, you know, according to an insider who was there at the White House when that conversation took place, he asked, "So what do you need me to do?" And they said, "We just need 10 days. You can legally hold off the certification for 10 days while we investigate the information that we have that shows there's foreign interference." And he said, "Okay." He walks out, boom, certifies it.
Right. Yep.
And so somebody got a hold of him between that meeting and on his way out to the House floor or the Senate, or whatever it is, to out on the floor in Congress, and something changed his mind.
Yep.
So the fact that he's in a secret meeting now how can that not be under oath? I mean, you're in front of a grand jury giving testimony.
It is now, but he had avoided speaking under oath as part of the investigation prior to that, and saying that it was unconstitutional, and he felt that the subpoena was unconstitutional as well, and Trump tried to help him block the subpoena because he shouldn't have to be subpoenaed. And so apparently this is quite an interesting thing that they have to confer with all of their legal counsel before they can share or disclose any of what his testimony is. And, you know, no coincidence that he is also running against Trump for president.
Right. No conflict there. Let's cut the knees out from under my competition, which he's not even any competition.
I know.
If Trump was indicted and arrested and he was out of the race for, you know, whatever reason, it's going to be DeSantis. And DeSantis is the only one in a two-digit position to Trump. He's like 21% to Trump's 56 or 57%. All the rest of them, like including Pence, they're right down there at 3%.
Yeah, scraping by with like 2%.
Right. It's like they got all their family, you know, to say, yeah, I would vote for him. And, you know... That's it. They don't have a chance.
And the point that you just made about his family would vote for him, because that's what everybody else is saying, is who's the 2% that would ever vote for Pence?
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody's like pretty incensed about the fact that anybody would vote for him, except for obviously the other side is apparently pretty thrilled with him, because, well, that just shows what side his bread is buttered on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's no surprise either. Everybody knows that he has shown his true colors so far.
I'll say. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get to the word of the day. And I happen to have a sneak peek on today's, and it's pretty exciting. We've actually been talking about this for the last, well, indirectly, over the last...
couple weeks.
Several weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll talk about that here just now.
All right. Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Psalm 19, and it reads under the title, "The Perfect Revelation of the Lord." The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me back from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And that's it.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that's really...
That's just really cool.
That's so cool. If you could kind of poetically describe God from one end to the other, you know, starting with the fact that the heavens declare the glory of God.
Yes.
And the firmament shows his handiwork. So starting with the heavens, everything that he did there, and then speaking right down to the nitty gritty, the law of the Lord, the law, the testimony, the commandment, the judgments, all of that, everything that he has laid out from the vast reaches of space to how we conduct civil life and live it justly according to his laws.
Yeah, and as we've been watching a lot of these documentaries on creation, you know, versus evolution with this new, you know, web telescope, the things that they're discovering, and what Dr. Jason Lyle has presented as far as proving God and proving creation just through his creation, through the universe.
Right.
It's just mind-blowing. If you guys haven't taken the time to do that, go watch some of, he's an astrophysicist and astronomer, and the things that he draws from that, what is it, the Engelbrock, or the, what is that?
Oh, Mandelbrot.
Mandelbrot. Yeah. There we go. Unbelievable. Yeah, just go to YouTube and look up Dr. Jason Lyle and creationism, and it's just astounding.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, he's a Christian, and he points to these scriptures, like this one here in Psalms, and then takes you to science and shows God, proving God, you know, and just, it's just a real good faith builder.
I agree. That special that he did on the Mandelbrot, it was amazing. That just blew both of our minds. By the time we were done watching that, I felt like almost euphoric.
Yes.
You know, like, oh my gosh, there's no, when they say that we cannot know the mind of God, they're not kidding. I mean, even a tiny little fraction of what he can do just blows you clean out of the water.
It does. Just a glimpse.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's pretty astounding.
Right. And the Bible notes refer to verses 12 through 14, where it says, cleanse me from secret faults. Boy, I think I say that all the time.
Yeah. You know?
like, especially the ones that we're not even smart enough to get what we're doing wrong sometimes, you know, like the whole concept just flat out goes right over your head, you know? And so it says here in the Bible notes about that, the correct reaction to seeing and hearing God's revelations is personal introspection. And isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Just like David said, you know, Lord, seek out my heart, search out my heart and reveal to me, essentially, again, I'm paraphrasing, you know, God, show me my iniquity that I'm not even aware of, that's in deep in my heart. Expose it to me.
Right.
Because I want everything to be right with you.
Right.
And, you know, it's just because it's so easy to say, well, I don't murder, I don't steal, I don't lie very much. I'm a pretty good person. Well, when God really starts to show you things, like David wanted, he wanted his heart to be right.
Right.
And he will do that. He'll those hidden things there that you want to be aware of.
Right. And you know, what's, what is a really peculiar one that is hard to see because it's hard to see ourselves.
Sure.
Right. And boy, so many philosophers have described that you can see everybody else plain as day, but you can't see yourself because, well, you're looking out from the inside. You know, you don't know, you don't ever get the reflection back. And so, yeah, asking God to show you that is so that you can fix it, not so that he can, you know, be a condemning force over you.
Right.
It's the bravest way to straighten yourself out.
Exactly. You
know? And especially like, if it's a matter of pride, just pray that he doesn't have somebody else tell you about that publicly. You
know, right. I mean? Yes.
Because then, you know, of course, well, pride sneaks in all over the place that you can't even recognize it. And like even something that was shocking to me was hearing pastors describe that pride even reflects upon you thinking that you can do something yourself.
Yes.
And so when you're paring it down to, you know, the finite parts of pride and thinking that you're strong, you're a go-getter, you know, you're successful, you've worked hard and,
yes,
you know, all this stuff. And so even just the fact that you're attributing your success to yourself, that's apparently very prideful. And so I've never even, you know, that was several years ago, but that hadn't even occurred to me.
Right.
Like, how on earth would that be prideful? You're told to work hard, you know?
Well, that's the thing. That's the fine line right there, is because you're supposed to be productive. You're supposed to achieve and, you know, do something worthwhile. But then it really comes down to who gets the credit for it.
Right.
You know, at the end, and you want to just glorify God in what you're doing, and like, oh yes, I'm so awesome. Look what I've built up. Look what I've done. And and you know, he has a way of taking you down a few notches to make you, you know, realize really where your blessings come from. And
that's right.
And so yeah.
Well, yeah, especially the verses that, you know, that describe that all your prosperity is because of God.
Yeah.
And if you're not prosperous, it's because of whatever you haven't learned. But if you are prosperous, it's all because of what he's granted to you.
Yeah. Well, really good word. Okay. Once again, that was Psalm 19.
Yeah. Psalm 19, all of it.
Oh, it's the verses, whole 19. Yeah.
1 through 14. It was short, a short read. And, had so many good things in it, especially about the law and all his statutes and judgments that keep everything in order. Loved it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay, guys. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. And we've got a new outfit here that we've got audio clip, a new, well, I wouldn't say sponsor. We're sponsoring them. We want to help them out, get off the ground, and check them out. They did a good job on their ad, and these are some great patriots, really God-fearing Christian patriots in the Spokane area, and they got that coming up. So,
yep, looking forward to that.
All right, but didn't want to forget also that the sponsor for this segment is JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready, and that is at JesusAppears.com. Don't get left behind. All right, guys, join us on the other side of the break. Segment 2 coming right up.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to WorksHolsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And once again, don't forget to check out American Reconstruction Concepts. Awesome training and awesome people. So, Lady Liberty, segment two here.
Yes, everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yes.
As you know, we've been covering and keeping up with everything that the Brunson brothers were doing. And what's interesting is, oh my gosh, the Supreme Court has docketed the Brunson brothers' second case. This is just awesome. These guys are not giving up. In fact, they said, well, you know, if the first one doesn't get a hearing, we'll go for plan B. Well, they did plan B.
Right.
They're up to plan E, and they're not slowing down. They're not going to give up. And so they've got another one docketed. That's just fantastic. It's this is Loy Brunson's case this time. And it's really, it's very interesting because here it describes that, you know, basically these people are violating their oaths of office.
Right.
And how he describes it is very important, because listen to this. It says that my neighbors and I are now preparing and sending letters to my judge. I want him to know that this is more than just about me. It's about America. It's about we the people and the protection of our U.S. Constitution. I want him to give my defendants a chance to explain why it was important that they denied my petition to save America. I want a ton of letters to show up at his office, boxes of letters. And so that happened. And right now, he said he's getting pressure from his defendants to dismiss this case. But we, my brothers and I, have given him the legal authority to allow this case to go forward. I want him to feel the pressure that his conscience will bear upon him as a result of our voice. And so listen now to this clip by Loy Brunson.
So you were here Sunday, April 23rd. Now it's April 26th. Why are you back so soon?
Well, something happened really exciting yesterday. A few days ago, the court actually filed my Rule 11 petition for writ of certiorari. Rule 11 means sort of like it's a national emergency. And they have to accept it as a national emergency or send it back to you and say, finish going through the lower courts. Well, they didn't require me to go back to the circuit court. They allowed it to be accepted as a national emergency. So we have friends there in the Supreme Court. Now, yesterday was exciting because they actually scanned in the petition showing that it has Rule 11 on it with the date that it was filed. So that was exciting to actually see at supremecourt.gov, which you can go to and do a search, but not a regular search. If you do a regular search, you won't find it. But just be careful and watch and see an option for docket search. Click on that and scroll down, find another search bar, and then type in 22-1028. And you'll be able to go and look there and look for little colored icons of petition. Click on that and you'll be able to see the cover of the petition that it's a Rule 11. And something else that's unique about this is Rollins' petition. It took about 20 days, like the day it was due, finally the U.S. Solicitor General came on board and replaced U.S. attorneys. On my petition, with my name on it, at the Supreme Court right now, the U.S. Solicitor General is on it as the attorney of record, and she has till the 24th of May to file an opposition to file a response. Once she does that, even if she does it tomorrow, then immediately the Supreme Court can set a date showing on the docket for a conference. But if she waits until the 24th, then it just delays it. So no matter what, after the 24th, no matter what happens or before, the Supreme Court can set a date for a conference.
And so that's a great update there. But he has a little bit more to say in this statement. He refers to it as an update on Plan E. And as a result, bless his heart, by the way, as a result of the court order, which was issued by my federal court judge to the three justices, that if they don't respond to my lawsuit against them, they would be removed from office. They lawyered up, complied with the order, and filed a motion asking the judge to not let my case go forward on the grounds that they are just too important to be sued, that they should be immune to such things, and that, in so many words, are above the law.
Right.
Well, this gives us the opportunity to file an opposition to this motion, and oppose it we will. They are submitting to the decision of my judge, which they can appeal all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. What do I say about this? Ha ha, bring it on, baby, is what he said.
That's right.
Well, and the important point there is that these are like the U.S. attorneys that are claiming that their defendants, these congressmen who won't uphold their oaths of office, who won't investigate election fraud, and even if it's got foreign interference, they're claiming Title 28, which is sovereign immunity, and trying to claim that it applies to them, that they're too important, they're above the law.
Right.
And there's nothing more unconstitutional and illegal than saying you're above the law, right?
Yeah.
And the funny part is that the DOJ is arguing that Trump shouldn't have absolute immunity in the January 6th lawsuits. And so now they can just throw around who deserves this Title 28 sovereign immunity.
Yes.
Congress, but not Trump.
Right.
You know, wow.
That's
stunning.
Unbelievable. It's like watching a movie about the Soviet Union.
Yes.
You know, or some other... Something
about
desperate.
6-year-olds.
Yeah, it's just, you know, really, it's hard to wrap your mind around. But, you know, you've got more information. You know, we're looking at the Department of Justice to investigate anything. And who's involved with the grand jury?
Yes, in this secret case,
right,
in D.C., right? Yeah, that's what I'll be waiting to find out, especially, you know, like right along with the word of the day, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Well, I want to know what laws aren't being followed in all of this. You know,
that's right.
Who is above the law, and who do they feel is not above the law?
Yeah, it's just a legal buffet.
Pick and choose whatever
you want. What are you in the mood for, right?
Right.
All right. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. You be safe, and you have a blessed weekend. And join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.